I Dream Alone. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. I Dream Alone. Well, that's not very difficult to say and think as a human being, because we dream alone. We don't dream with other people. We may have other people in our dreams, but we dream alone. We don't have other people who are walking through our paths of life, our imagination, our experiences in our sleep time. We walk alone. We always walk alone. Even if we're walking in a group of people, we're walking alone. If we are in an airplane flying with 300 people, we are all alone. We are number one. We are the only person there. We are ourselves. And I dream alone. I walk alone. I live alone. I am all by myself. Unique, wonderful, fantastic, glorious. I am alone. So, once I have this concept in my thought, I dream alone, then as I think about what I dream of, I think, well now, what are my dreams? What are these dreams that I alone dream? Surely other people, because of the allness of the universe, and I'm part of that allness, because of the awareness of the universe, and I am that awareness, not part of, but the I am that allness, I am that awareness. What sort of dreams do other people dream? Do other people dream exactly the same dream that I do? Yes, they do. My goodness sakes, everyone dreams the same dreams that I do? Yes, that's right. That's why I have in my world all of these experiences, and other people have in their world the same experiences. Well, what's the difference? Why do I say I dream alone when everybody's dreaming virtually the same thing? Because I have my own idea of what it is I'm dreaming, what it is I'm seeing, what it is I'm doing. I am an expression of my own unique self, my own individual self, and my dreams are whatever I choose to dream. No. I want to dream about, oh, let's say, a trip to the moon. That's always been an interesting content. Today we're doing it with our astronauts, but I don't want to go with a spaceship. I don't want to take a trip to the moon in a conventional way. I want to take a trip to the moon in my mind. All right. I dream alone. So, here I am on planet Earth, my feet soundly placed on the planet Earth, and I think, I dream alone. And then I say, okay, I now go to the moon. And so in my inner realm of my thought, of my dream, I dream of myself not traveling to the moon, because that's a very uninteresting journey, or it can be an interesting journey depending upon where I put my attention. If I look around and see all the stars and the galaxies, and I see all of the space that's out there, and I see the nothingness and the allness that's out there, and I think, wow, this is cool, really cool. And then I think, that's interesting, but I'm taking a trip to the moon, so I'm going to the moon. And I'm one-pointed in making decisions as where I am going. I am going to the moon. Okay, now, hi moon, here I am. I'm on the moon. And the moon is right there. Now, my gravity is lighter than on Earth. But hey, I'm on the moon, not with my body, unless I want it. I'm on the moon with my consciousness, with my awareness, with my allness. Yes, I can be seen, I can be touched, I can be felt, I can be known, but I'm not subject to any physiological function that the moon might have on a human body or on any body. I appear wherever I wish to appear without getting there through any normal means. So here I am on the moon, and I say, well, this is interesting. And I look at the various things around, and I see the rocks, and I see the open areas and the closed areas, and I say, well, let's see what the dark side of the moon is like. Well, you can't see what's on the dark side of the moon because there's no light. Well, yes, there is. I carry that light with me. As far as I'm concerned, I am the only light that exists. And so wherever I am, my light illumines whatever it is I see.
Well, if the sun illumines what you see, what are you trying to say? Don't you know the sun illumines what you see? You don't illumine what the sun illumines while you're looking at something.
Oh, yes, I do. I am creating the sun the moment it illumines whatever I see. I'm creating whatever vehicle I choose to create to say to me that it is doing whatever it's doing. But it's not doing it. It's me that's doing it. I dream alone. It's me that's doing it. I see myself on the moon. I see myself looking here and there on the moon. I see myself being interested or uninterested in the moon. I see myself by doing it by myself. I see myself on the dark side of the moon with the dark side fully illumined because that is me. Wherever I am, all is fully illumined. I see everything. Now, that's true. Now, what am I going to do with who I am? I dream alone. So, I dream, okay, the moon is fun, but I'm going to go and take a trip to the sun. And I'm going to take a look at that sun and see just how it operates. And so I get in to the sun. Now, physiologically, my body is not subject to anything because I'm a mental body. And my mental body is not subject to anything unless I pretend that it is. And I go right into the interior of the moon, sun, and I see the sun glowing and burning very, very powerfully. And I see the great fireballs shooting off the sun. I see all of the various things happening. And I think to myself, gee, that's interesting. And so I think to myself, instead of having the sun do this dance of death, which does kill off itself and others over a period of billions of years, I'm going to have the sun be a balanced organ that continuously gives off the amount of light and heat and so forth that I choose to have on planet Earth or anywhere else, and it gives it off eternally. It has no end date. It has no completion time. It gives it off eternally. Okay? I'm dreaming alone about this. Now, does it matter to me or anybody else that I do? Yes, it does. Because my world that I choose to live in is a world of immortality, is a world of living forever. It's a world of living in the now and enjoying it thoroughly and beautifully and wonderfully. Yes, I dream alone. I have my dream. And now, that others may dream similar dreams, like my dream, is not unusual because I am of the one universal consciousness. I am of the one universal mind. And as the one universal consciousness and universal mind, all that I am is expressed everywhere in the universe. And it is exciting. It is so exciting and so wonderful and so fantastic that I cannot even imagine the ramifications of what it's doing in me, unless I choose to. Now, my all-knowingness, my omniscience, allows me to be aware of today, tomorrow, yesterday, everything, all in the oneness of now. And so I know what benefit comes from having all life be immortal, of having the sun be an immortal instrument, an immortal tool up in the sky, providing the physiologically dependent Earth and all the other planets and what have you, that they're all balanced, they're all harmonious. And what a wonderful concept. What a wonderful dream. What a wonderful dream that I dream alone. I have that dream in my consciousness alone. Now, I may think that it's a good dream, and so then I project that dream outwardly, and I see everyone in my world, which means every single being in anywhere, having the same concept, believing the same thing, then they too will see the dark side of the moon illumined. They too will see the sun immortal. They too will see whatever it is that I see, because I am creating my world according to who I am, and whatever I am, the world is. And I, you might say, am no longer dreaming alone, but really I am. Because everything that I have created is my creation, and it cannot dream alone as I do. It can be my dream, it can be the fulfillment of my dream, it can be the all is my dream, but it cannot be me, because I am unique, and I am that one-pointedness that exists always. Many people like to feel that all of their creation has the same power that they have to know all things as they do. That's great. That's great. You can do that. But in the last analysis, you dream alone. In the last analysis, you are the creator of all in this universe, outside of yourself, from inside of yourself. And all that exists is you. And if all that exists is you, it wants to do whatever you want to do. So, when you place this in your consciousness, when you place this in your thought, place this in your mind, then that's what you have. We meditate all of our lives on many things. And we meditate upon our dreams. We meditate upon our reality. We meditate upon all that. We think about it. Now, the day that our meditation and our thought and our expression are all one, which they are right now, but the day that we allow them to be one in our consciousness, we allow them to reveal themselves in that beautiful way, we will find that all of life is completed in this most magnificent, most notable, most marvelous way. And how fun that is. But that fun is only because you have chosen to be who you are. You have chosen to be the genius that you are. You have chosen to be the wonderment that you are. Yes, we have the opportunity to be all and to be nothing. We have the opportunity to express all or nothing. We have the isness or the allness is our reality. And as we dream in our meditation, as we think about these things in our meditation, we come to the realization that it is already done now, completely, wonderfully, and perfectly. This is our reality. This is our divinity. This is who we are. Join me in this wonderful adventure today, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.